Amen. Would you please turn in your Bibles to Numbers chapter 28. We'll look at Numbers chapters 28 and 29 tonight. I will try to make this as interesting as possible. That's a warning. There are some places in the scripture that just are not as exciting as other places in scripture. But this is part of scripture, and God took the time to put all of this here in these two chapters, and so we need to look at it. And I've labeled this two key elements of obedience, review and detail. And what he does in these chapters is he goes through the various special days and feast times, and he mentions a little bit about what he had said before, and then he gives new details for each one of these things. So we'll have the review and we'll have the new details for each of these. But let me set it up. A boy is playing on his computer, watching TV, he's just goofing off, and the mother comes in and says, "Clean up your room." And the boy subconsciously says, "Okay." So later, mom comes back into the room. "What did I tell you to do?" "I don't remember. Did you tell me to do something?" "I said," and here's the review, "clean up your room." "Oh, yeah." So later, she comes back in. She looks at the boy's room. She looks at the detail. And she says, "Do you call this clean?" Obviously not. Two elements of obedience: review and detail. Review means you remember that you are supposed to do something. And detail means you do exactly what you are supposed to do. Right after God issued the curse on the first generation, which would pass away in the wilderness over a period of 40 years, God had given some instructions regarding the sacrifices that they were to be offered when the Israelites would go into the promised land. Back in Numbers chapter 15, verse 2, it says, "Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye come into the land of your habitations, which I give you." Now, then he proceeds by giving instructions about the sacrifices that are to be offered in the promised land. Obviously, even though that was at the beginning of the 40 years, obviously that was intended for the second generation, because he had already issued the curse saying the first generation isn't going to go into the promised land. So the first generation was supposed to pay attention, even though they were 20 years old and younger. Pay attention. This is what you're supposed to do 40 years from now when you go into the promised land. We come to Numbers chapter 28, and it's 40 years later. And so he's going to review. And he's going to give some new details. The first is the daily sacrifice. Numbers chapter 28 and verse 3, he says, "Thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire, which ye shall offer unto the Lord, two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at even." Verse 6, it is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And if you compare this to Exodus chapter 29, verses 38 through 42, you'll find the same information was given 40 years earlier. Now, in Numbers chapter 28 and 29, he gives some additional detail. Previously, he had not mentioned anything about the Sabbath day. Now, while they're supposed to offer one lamb in the morning, one lamb in the evening, 6 days a week, on the Sabbath day, they are to offer two lambs in the morning, two in the evening. Verse 9, on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot. And verse 10, this is the burnt offering of every Sabbath beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And I'm not going to read all of the detail because it can get a little cumbersome, but you can read through it. There's a meat offering that goes along with it. And remember, a meat offering is not meat. It's actually meal. It's grain. There's a drink offering that often goes with some of these sacrifices. And so that's regarding the daily sacrifice. Then we come to the sacrifice of the new moon. Regarding the review here in verse 11, it says, "And in the beginnings of your months ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord." This sacrifice was set up as the very last instruction given at Mount Sinai, Numbers chapter 10 and verse 10. Where it says there in Numbers chapter 10 and verse 10, "Also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before God." Now, how did they determine the beginning of the month? Well, it had to do with the new moon. But what's the new moon? I learned something here. I was thinking the new moon was when you see the big, bright, round ball, but it's not. The new moon occurs when the moon and the sun coincide together, and the new moon is only visible if you actually have what you see on the screen, an eclipse. Typically, the new moon only consists of a little sliver. And so what they would do is they would set people up on a hill someplace, a high place, as high as they could get up, so there'd be no obstruction, and they would watch the night sky for this little sliver of the moon, and then they would set fires. And that would indicate to everybody that this was the beginning of months. Interesting. So there's some new detail given regarding the sacrifices that are to be offered at the beginning of each month. In verse 11 through 15, these new details are given. That were not given before back in Numbers chapter 10. So in verse 11, he tells about a burnt offering that is to be given, two young bullocks, one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot. He tells about the meat offering in verse 12, 3/10 deals of flour for a meat offering. In verse 14, the drink offering, their drink offering shall be half a hin of wine from unto a bullock. And in verse 15, the sin offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering. None of that information was given before, so this is all new detail. This specifies the kind of sacrifices are to be made when the new moon occurs in the beginning of months. Then we have the Passover and unleavened bread, verse 16 of Numbers 28. "And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord." Now, the initial Passover is recorded back in Exodus chapter 12. And this was restated in Leviticus chapter 23. In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 5, the 14th day of the first month. Verse 6, on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And verse 8, "But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days." And so they knew that at the Passover day, immediately following that, there would be 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So now new details are given in verses 17 through 25. Verse 17, the Feast of Unleavened Bread begins on the 15th day of the month, whereas the Passover is on the 14th day. Verse 19, there are to be two young bullocks, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year offered. That was not known before, that specific information. Verse 20 describes the meat offering that is to go along with it. Verse 22, one goat for a sin offering goes along with it. Verse 24, after this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days. So this same thing was to be done over and over again for each day for 7 days. Now, we come to the Feast of the First Fruits, which is Pentecost. We call it Pentecost. They call it the Feast of the First Fruits, Numbers chapter 28, verse 26, also in the day of the first fruits. So there's considerable detail given in the initial instructions, and that's back in Leviticus chapter 23, 9 through 22. And there was just a lot of things said about what the kind of sacrifices they were to make and things of that nature. But we go here in Numbers chapter 28 to the new details. And in verse 27, Numbers chapter 28, verse 27, ye shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord, two young bullocks. Now back in Leviticus, he said one. Now he says two. And one ram, but back in Leviticus, he said two rams. Now he says one. Why did he do that? He wanted people to pay attention. Do we pay enough attention to the details in God's word? You see the kind of details he's working with here? Initially, he says, and that was 40 years ago, he said, one bullock, two rams. Is God allowed to change things if he wants to? Absolutely, he's God. He can do whatever he wants to. Now he says, two bullocks, one ram. Are you listening? It's like the mother that comes into the room and says, clean up your room, and comes back later. What did I tell you? Oh, did you tell me something? Are we paying attention to God's word as we ought to be paying attention? There is considerable amount of detail in there. One of the things that God changed over the years was man's diet. Did you ever notice that? Initially, man was not to eat any meat. Then, right after the flood, they could eat any meat they wanted to. Any animal, didn't matter, whatever. But then when the law came, you could eat some animals, but not other animals. And now in the New Testament, which way is it? We can eat anything you want to. Are there some people that make an issue out of diet and say, oh, we should all be vegetarians because that's what God gave to Adam and Eve? Well, wait a minute. Let's follow all of the details throughout the Word of God and make sure we get it right. God sometimes changes things, and we need to pay attention. So we come to the Feast of Trumpets. And he says in Numbers chapter 29, now verse 1, and in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, now the month of the Passover, he had established as the beginning of months. And they eventually called that month Nisan. But now, in the seventh month after the Passover, He's establishing a new first month of the year. And this is called the Feast of Trumpets, a second New Year. So they had two different New Years. There were two different reasons for these New Years. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse 2, it tells us that the month Nisan shall be unto you the beginning of months. And that had to do with the spiritual and religious aspects of Israel's life and livelihood. The seventh month being a new year, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial, blowing of the trumpets. This was more of a secular aspect to their life. It was about the time of the year when the Israelites had initially left Egypt. Some people think it was a commemoration of that. There are other possible reasons regarding harvest and that kind of thing. It's not entirely known why he selected that one, but it doesn't really matter, does it? God said, do this. And he gives new details as far as the sacrifices that are to be offered now at the beginning of the seventh month as a commemoration of this being a second New Year's. Numbers chapter 29, verse 2, you shall offer a burnt offering. And verse 3, a meat offering. And verse 5, one kid of the goat for a sin offering. Besides verse 6, what he had said before. So beside the new moon monthly sacrifices and besides the daily sacrifices, they were to add these particular sacrifices on the Feast of Trumpets. Then comes in the fall the Day of Atonement. And Numbers chapter 29 verse 7 says, on the 10th day of this seventh month and holy convocation, ye shall afflict your souls, ye shall do no work. This is for the Day of Atonement. Leviticus chapter 16 describes the Day of Atonement, where he says two kids of the goat, one ram, and two goats were to be offered. And we had looked at that in some detail back then. But now he gives some new details about the Day of Atonement. Verse 8 of chapter 29, seven lambs of the first year are to be offered on that day, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering, apparently separate from the two goats that were to be offered on the Day of Atonement. Now, immediately following the Day of Atonement comes the Feast of Tabernacles. Verse 12 of chapter 29, on the 15th day of the seventh month, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work, and ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. And back in Leviticus chapter 23, it describes some of these things. Leviticus 23, verse 36, 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you. So there were 7 days plus an 8th day. So he's going to give some new details now. In Numbers chapter 29 and verse 12, where he says, on the 15th day of the seventh month, in verse 13, following through a lot of verses, which we're not going to read, he tells about all of the sacrifices that are supposed to be given on these successive days. And I have a little chart for you. Day one, there were to be 13 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs, and 1 goat. Can you see that okay? Day 2, 12 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs, 1 goat. Day 3, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs, 1 goat. Do you see a pattern here? Day 4, 10 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs, 1 goat. Day 5, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs, 1 goat. Day 6, 8 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs, and 1 goat. Day 7, how many bullocks? 7 and 2 rams, 14 lambs, 1 goat. Day 8, how many bullocks? 1.
Detail.
Pay attention to the details. One ram, 7 lambs, and 1 goat. Now, if you assumed something, you see a pattern. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, you would rather than think about it or look into it, on day 8, you would just go offer 6 bullocks. You'd be wrong. You'd offer 2 rams. You'd be wrong. You'd offer 14 lambs. You'd be wrong. Detail. Pay attention to the detail. First lesson, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 to 15. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 12. It is important for us to remember what God has told us. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the truth. Yea, I think it meet that is suitable, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. I hope you remember things I've taught you. Not for my sake, for your sake. Remember what you've learned. Second lesson, God cares about details. Would you go over to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17? Where Jesus says, Matthew 5, 17, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now, a jot and a tittle comes from the Hebrew language. The jot comes from the Hebrew letter, which is spelled Y-O-D, and we call it jot. It would be yot. It's a letter in the alphabet, Hebrew alphabet. The tittle comes in two different forms. In this case, you notice a similarity between the two letters on the right. But you notice the one on the left, the beth, has a little tiny thing sticking out. That's a tittle. That makes a difference between two letters in the alphabet. Otherwise, that look very, very much the same. In our English alphabet, how easy would it be to confuse an O and a Q? Capital O, capital Q, with a little tiny line in it. Could that make a difference in words? The other form of tittle, notice at the bottom right, the two letters that look very, very similar. The one on the bottom far right has a little tiny space in it. You see that? That's a tittle. Those two letters look very, very similar, but they're not the same letter because of that little teeny tiny detail difference. Do you know what Jesus is saying here in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18? Not only does every word count in the Bible, every letter counts in the Bible. Do you know when the Hebrew scribes would copy a page of the Word of God to ensure that they had done it accurately, they would not just count the words, they counted every letter on the page. And they had to have the exact number of each letter of the alphabet on that page, or they had to throw the page away. Detail matters. So, reviewing things we know is a good thing so that we don't forget. Now, this is the second time on Sunday evening that I've been preaching through the Bible. How many of you remember everything I preached the first time we went through the book of Numbers? Is it a good thing we're doing it again? Yeah. And paying attention to details in the Word of God is also a good thing so that we don't miss something important. Can anybody tell me one word in the Bible that is not important? Or if you're going to say any particular word in the Bible is unimportant, then you're going to say a word that came out of the mouth of God is not important. Do you dare do that? Pay attention to every word and get the details. That's the lesson from Numbers 28 and 29. Remember what I said, but now get the details. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this lesson, and may we pay attention so that we can remember things we've learned before, to be reminded of those things so that we don't lose them or forget them. And Lord, if there's details in your word that we need to take notice of, give us a willingness to take the time to go slow enough to get every detail. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.